UConn Quest frontrunner Brent Sass got back on the trail this morning after completing the 36-hour break mushers must take at the race's halfway point in Dawson City, Yukon. Sass remains in the lead as of this afternoon. Sass was followed about 4 hours later by Hugh Neff, with close running Matt Hall and Alan Moore about another 2 hours back. Quest officials shared some sad news this morning, announcing that a sled dog had died. Race marshal Fabian Schmidt said Quest veteran Yuka Honda arrived in Dawson with the expired animal early this morning.
At around 4 o'clock, dog musher Yukon Honda came into the Dawson checkpoint and informed the race official on duty that she had an expired dog in her sled bag. And the vet team took over. We have a pathologist. They performed necropsy.
Preliminary necropsy results released later this morning show the 6-year-old male husky named Firefly had an enlarged heart and had ingested several dog booties. Final necropsy results will be available in coming weeks. Quest mushers may face extreme cold during the second half of the race. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says a low pressure system from the high Arctic is forecast to descend over interior Alaska this weekend. Quest mushers travel a route along the Yukon and 40 Mile Rivers, as well as notoriously cold Birch Creek during the second half of the race.